Hi there, this is Alistar with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, July 13th, opening weekend at Saratoga, and what a great weekend it is. As always, this podcast and the commensurate Key Races and Bets blog, the written version of the podcast, sponsored by our friends at amwager.com, A-M-W-A-G-E-R. AmWager.com, legal in many states, covering most tracks with lots of benefits and perks. Lots of great stuff for the better. Check out AmWager.com, where you can also get the written version of this podcast, the Key Races and Bets blog, by going to AmWager.com, clicking on Handicapping and Alistar's blog. We're going to start this Saturday, July 13th blog off with some great racing at the Delaware Park in Wilmington, Delaware. Race 6 is the Hockessin Stakes, post 4:13 Eastern. And for the purposes of a pick 3 ending in the Delaware Handicap Race 8, we should use all 5 here, particularly as there are horses in each of the next 2 races at decent odds. So even if one of the favorites wins here, the bet should still be worth the risk. All 5 of these sprinters can win, even Arthur's Hope, who opens at the highest odds of the quintet at 8-1. Arthur's Hope earned a 112 Echo Base figure, winning the classified allowance last month over stakes winner Life in Shambles. It was his 11th career win in 22 starts, and the 112 Echo Base figure is the second best last race figure in the field, with only Always Sunshine's 117 better. Altissimo, who opens as the second highest price in the field at 9-2, has nearly won 5 in a row, all stakes, 4 of them for Ohio Breds only. However, in the one defeat, which was a very close defeat, he missed by a head to Colonel Sharp, who opens at 3-1. So Altissimo's 9-2 is a little higher than they should be here. Both horses have the same chance to win. There are no knocks on the 8-5 favorite No Dozing, but he's no standout either. He won a classified allowance race last July and the Bold Ruler Stakes last November, then took 7 months off. His comeback was poor, as he faded from second early to seventh, but he's not dropping in class. Win bets: Arthur's Hope and Altissimo to win at 3-1 or more in this race, the Hockessin, race 6 at Delaware, post 4:13. And when making multiple win bets, always try and use a dutching tool with which you can enter the amount you want to bet or the amount you want to win, and the calculation based on the odds is done for you to help you maximize your profit. There is a free dutching tool among many other great perks and benefits at amwager.com. Then we'll play some pick threes here. 2 tickets, pretty cheap, 50 cent minimum. In the first one, in race 6, play all 5 horses. In race 7, Completed Pass, Parlor, O Dionysus, and Just Howard. And in race 8, Gotham Gala and Escape Clause. That is a $20 ticket at 50 cents. The next ticket, in race 6, we use all 5. In race 7, we'll use Completed Pass. In race 8, we'll use Gotham, Gala, Escape Clause, Elate, and Blue Prize. And that's a $10 ticket. Moving on to race 7, the Glasgow Stakes. Post time, 4:49 Eastern on Saturday the 13th. Race 7 at Delaware. This race is a lot more wide open than the morning line odds would make you believe. The 3-2 starting odds on Parlor are as much based on the fact he's dropping out of the Grade 2 Wise Dan as anything else. But he was 33-1 that day. And his last win came in a 9-3 allowance race 14 months ago. He can win. He's no standout. Similarly, Just Howard is winless in 3 races this year, and like Parlor, earned his last win 11 months ago in an allowance race. His morning line odds are 5-2, and that's just silly, as he has about a 20% chance to win, should be about 4-1. O'Dionysus, who won the 12 furlong Cape Henlopen Stakes on this course last year, but who was winless since, including a third-place finish in that same race 1 week ago, is certainly a contender in the race, but he opens at 9-2, which is a bit low as well. So they're really not playable except in pick 3 and double tickets. On the other hand, Completed Pass is a superb bet anywhere near his 12-1 starting odds. This is one competitive horse, evidenced by 6 wins and 3 seconds in 11 races. He tried turf for the first time 4 races back in April, and except for a 5th place finish last time out in a Grade 3 Stakes on soft turf, he's run huge in all 3, winning one and missing by a neck the other 2. All 3 were 100 grand stakes races, just like this one. The only question is whether he can run 2 turns, as all 3 of those were 5 or 5.5 furlongs. But being as he's only raced 11 times, there's no reason he can't get the distance and run well. and certainly his Echo Base figures are every bit as good as the three previously mentioned horses at lower odds. In the Glasgow Stakes, race 7 at Delaware on Saturday, July 13th, post 449, win bet completely passed 2-1 or more, adding a place bet 5-1 or more. We can box completely passed and parlor in the exacta, box completed pass and Just Howard, and box completely passed and O'Dionysus. If you did not play the pick 3 in race 6, or if none of the horses won that leg, or if you just want to press for big profit, here are some doubles. First one is completely passed in race 7 with All in race 8. The second is completely passed in race 7 with Gotham Gala, Escape Clause, Elate, and Blue Prize in race 8. The next one is completely passed Parlor, Just Howard, and O'Dionysus in race 7 with Gotham Gala, Escape Clause, Elate, and Blue Prize in race 8. And the last one is All in race 7 with Gotham Gala and Escape Clause in race 8. Don't forget, you can always get the printed version of this Key Races and Bets podcast, the Key Races and Bets blog at amwager.com. Click on Handicapping and LSTAR's blog. Moving on to the Delaware Handicap, race 8 at Delaware on Saturday, July 7th, post 5:25 Eastern. Gotham Gallum has good upset potential in this race. She started her career on turf, went 0-for-2, then moved to dirt where she won by 12 last September. Two races later, she won again, followed by poor effort, which led to a six-month layoff. After a third-place finish on the comeback in a two-turn race in May without a sprint prep, she was entered in the Obia Stakes, where she cruised in front from start to finish, earning a career-best 94 figure, which was an 8-point improvement off her previous effort. Gotham Gala has a breeding to handle. 10 furlongs is a daughter of Smart Strikes, so there's no concerns, and although she led from start to finish in the Obia, she proved last year she can come from off the pace to win. Getting good jockey Centeno, who's been aboard for all three races, all three of her career wins, is certainly good. And from an inside post, they can take the early lead if nobody else wants it, or they can set off the pace and rally in the stretch. Considering favorite Elate earned a 99 figure winning the Fleur de Lis last month, if Gotham Gala moves up another 8 points, that's about a 102. With logical improvement, she can run very well, maybe post the upset in the Delaware Handicap. Escape Clause is another upset possibility here if she can repeat the effort she put forth one before last in the Apple Blossom in April. In that race, Escape Clause stalked in second, took the lead on the far turn, and held it just near the wire, coming up a nose short to Midnight Bassoo, who returned to win the Ogden Phipps, in which Escape Clause was fourth. But in the Apple Blossom, Escape Clause earned a 115, nearly as good as the 119 Late earned winning the Personal Engine last summer, and she did beat the Late in the Apple Blossom. Blue Prize earned a 117 in the Fall Cities in the fall of 17, and the longer distance could really help Escape Clause run back to her Apple Blossom effort as she finished third, beating only length in an 11-furlong race, the Red Carpet Handicap on the turf last fall. With two nice workouts at Delaware Park, the first of which was a rock-solid second of 70 on the day, Escape Clause must be considered. Elate doesn't need much talking up. She'll go over the $2 million mark in career earnings with a win in this race. She's banked $1.69 million to date, winning 6 of 15, finishing second in 5 others. She won this race last year following 8 months off and earned a 110 figure. She could run even better this year. She has 3 races under her belt, most recently the Fleur de Lis, but that was with a pretty low 99 figure. She earned higher 105, 111 figures in her 2 races earlier this year, the Azurian Apple Blossom, although she was no threat to win either. But she's back in winning form, and she won back-to-back Grade 1 stakes in the summer of 2017. Blue Prize is a tough horse who's been first or second in 15 of 19. She's earned $1.1 million. She put together 3 straight graded wins last year, including last year's Fleur de Lis, before a 4th effort in the Breeders' Cup Distaff. Her 2 races this year have been okay, not great, 3rd in the La Troyenne, and regressing a little bit from 99 to 97 figure effort when beaten a length and a half by a late in Fleur de Lis. But still, she's a nice horse. In the Delaware Handicap, race 8 at Delaware Park, post 5:25 on Saturday, July 13th, bet Gotham Gala and Escape Clause to win at 3-1 or more, adding place bet at 5-1 or more. And again, we're making multiple win bets. Always try and use a Dutching tool. There are lots of them out there, but they're free and included at amwager.com to help you allocate your money for the best profit. In the exacta, we're going to box Gotham Gala, trifecta, I should say, instead of the exacta. There's no value in exacta here, but trifecta has some value. Trifecta box, Gotham Gala, Escape Clause, Elate, and Blue Prize. Going to move over to opening week at Saratoga. Some of the races kind of light, but I'm going to start with the Diana Stakes, race 9, post 546 Eastern at Saratoga on Saturday, July 13th. And don't let the fact this year's Diana Stakes drew 6 horses or the fact 4 trained by Chad Brown to keep you from playing. All 6 can win, even Thay, who opens at 15-1. Highly regarded since coming to the U.S. 2 summers ago, Thay has won just once in 8 races, but she's adding blinkers, making her second start after 5 months off. And I looked up Brown's record, and it's pretty amazing when he adds blinkers in a turf route stakes race. I usually don't like horses, trainers adding blinkers in the stakes. It suggests they're not sure how to get the horse to run well, or there's something they just don't understand, but not Brown, who's only done this 12 times in 5 years. However, 4 of those won stakes, and 11 of the 12 hit the board. Considering Thay pressed the pace in second from the start, in her comeback, and was 2 months behind the leader from start to finish, perhaps the focus will help her kick in the stretch here and run big at good odds. Mitchell Road, who opens at 8-1, is another potential win bet in spite of the Brown powerhouse of Rushing Fall, Sister Charlie, and Omerique. Mitchell Road has done absolutely everything right in 7 races for Belmont, winning 5, finishing second in the other 2. The 111 and 107 figures she earned her last 2 stack up with the best in here. Rushing Fall 113, Sister Charlie 116, that was last fall. Homerique just 93 last month, so I must consider Mitchell Road a contender. In the Diana Stakes, race 9, Saratoga, Saturday, July 13th, post 546 Eastern. Win bets, Thay and Mitchell Road at 3-1 or more. Use a Dutching tool to help you allocate your money. There's a single in race 10. His name is Payne, and I think there's some value even for a dollar double with all 6 horses. Costs a $6 bet. So in the double, in race 9, play all. In a race 10, we'll play Pain. That's it for this week's Key Races and Bets podcast. Please check out the Key Races and Bets blog at AmWager while you're there. Open an account, AmWager, a really good betting site. Good luck, and talk to you next week.